See, as long as on the bottom, it's still printed from outside. That's fine.
Okay,
Brian,
we had enough hands for singing. We're still talking about the Shita of Rimagash. This is also the Shita of the Bach the Marsham. Seems to be a Baal Hashem as well. That Shia B'mid Basra, Shia B'mid Kama, according to Bach the Marsham, it's a problem. Kolish game is saved from Grama, the Rajba. And according to Ramagash, someone have a copy? Not quick enough. According to Ramagash, that was good for Gemara Shaila on Mamad Beis, of Shab and Mir Simonim. According to Rashi, Rashi, it's Shab Mir Basra of the Kana. According to the Ramagash, we're talking about Shab Mir Kama of the Kana. Shab Mir Kama of the Kana. Yesterday we were trying to figure out what's the Pshat in the Ramagash, what's the Tzad, why is it the names, the Ramagash himself says that the first Tzad, the Tzad of Gemara, that it's okay is because Mir Dahava. Chatzikana pogum. So if it's pogum, it's missing, it's eaten up, whatever it is, and you shech, it's okay. So why if you do shiur, why should that make it worse? That's what we were grappling with yesterday. So yesterday we tried saying something, and since you started shechting, you were kaveh that's all makom shechita mail shayach shehir. Then you have the Ramagash said they have to shech the roiv. You don't have roiv. I mean, Hashemi, there's a hefsek. Maybe Rishon Hashemi kolachem emain ein by roiv. Ma'isa the whatever after liberations, another sword came out that. And it really depends on Shiloh, which we started talking about, which is a raya from Rashi and Yates. That is, by Chatzi Kana Pogam. Yeah? What's the Rabbi say? What's the side of Chatzi Kana Pogam? Shlomo. What's the side of Chatzi Kana Pogam? Is the Pshat that all you need to check is that little part that goes over the right? It was chatzi kana pogam, and you just shech that yaitzes. It means that's the shechit of the kana. You need to shech the part where it's going over the roiv. Chiz yaitzes with the roiv. That's where you need the shech pachal. That's why chatzi kana pogam works. Because pshat is kilo you mitzdarif the chatzi kana pogam the pkam you mitzdarif the fact that there's a hole there with the shechita, and that's what makes the shechita. That's what makes the shechita. The Ramesha wants a taina that's mechaykes amarayim over there in the Fiyates. I'm not going to go into that right now. But there's a Rashi over there, an important Rashi. And the Gemara says, yes, higrim shlish v'shochat shnei shlish. Okay? The mandam that's kosher. The Gemara says, why is it kosher? Just like Chatzi Kana Pogam. Again, Higrim Shlikin Hagrama first Shlish, they call it Dushlish. So Rashi over there explains that by even by Chatzi Kana Pogam, you don't need to finish off the whole Shechita. If Chatzi Kana Pogam is back, 50% is gone, yeah? All you need to shech is a drop, right? So why over here to say Higim Shlish v'shochat Shnei Shlish v'shochat Shnei Shlish? Why Shnei Shlish? Higim Shlish v'shochat 16% through the math. Yeah? Higim Shlish v'shochat 16%. Why is Higim Shlish v'shochat Shnei Shlish? That's Rashi's bother. Zog Rashi. So many Rishonim say, you don't need Higim Shlish Rishachet Shnei Shlish. Higim Shlish Rishachet 16%. As long as you got it over the 51% mark, so then we're good. Unless there's a damn at the Chatzikon of Pogam. Says Rashi, no. The Rashi, me, Yuhacha, Hesef is called Shu Loi Sagi. Lemit Starf Hagroma Lachshure Lashchita. Holvav Mokim Shchita Hu. Rashi says, Hagroma is not mitzarf to the shechita. So we did higrim shlish, yeah, or higrim 50%. Then it's not going to help you to do a drop. Right, mechatzik on the pogam. Even Gemara is being medam mechatzik on the pogam, because that's not a makom shechita b'chlal. So it can't be mitzarif to the shechita. Vayistoyis from Rashi, the mechatzik on the pogam. If you have to shef all the way to the end, yeah, or maybe at least right, whatever, yeah. Why? Because you can't be mitznarev that grama. Vaistoyz. But by chatzikon apogam, you are being mitznarev the chatzikon apogam, the shechita. But it means it's mitznarev to the shechita. It's not shot that the shechita is only that little bit. Shechita means shechting that part that goes over the right. Rather, by chatzikon apogam, batzim shechita is the whole right. Elmai. You can mitzarev the fact that there was a hole there already. That's mitzarev to the shechita. That's mitzarev to the shechita. Dosh tein rashi. That's why Grom, you don't have that. You got that? Good. Huh? What do you mean is there a nafkamina? Whether it's even mitzarev or not, we'll have a nafkamina right now. If you need a nafkamina. I don't need a nafkamina. Samela, Zok Yosef over here. Maybe I'm trying to be Magash. Yeah? When Magash says, and what everybody says, the problem of Shiv mid Kama, of the Kama, or this one side anyway, yeah? Yeah? He says that Chatzkana Pogam is better. Why? But over here, he's saying over here there's a break. Yeah, here you can't be the Shia between Shah, between the start shechting and the Shia. So then the Shia attacker breaks it up, like we said yesterday. You saw it is Shia breaks up the Shechita. The Mela, you don't have right. In other words, by Chatzkan HaPogam, you mitznarif the Chatzkan HaPogam to the right. But over here, by Shio, where you were mafsik, so then that breaks it up. So it makes it that it's not mitznarifable. The we did in the beginning, we did now. The Shia is mafsik. The Shia breaks it up. That means you can't mitznarif it. That's what Shia does. By Chatzkan HaPogam, then we saw in Rashi, it's Mashma that is Mitznarev. So Chatzkan HaPogam, the one side in the Gemara, yeah, is better than Shehiya. Why? Because Shehiya breaks it up, and Mela can't Mitznarev it. Chatzkan HaPogam, it didn't break it up, Mela, you can Mitznarev. Ken Zayin, that's what the Magash means. And you can say, maybe it's good for the suffers. What's the other side hold? Okay, whatever. Al Gabonim, maybe the other side holds is soul. So you can follow up what the other side holds. Al Gabonim, okay, that could be pshat. Now, Nachzil Yenein. The Shach, yeah, is Tameya on the Barshal, the Bach. It's against the Gemara. They say that Shab Mid Kama of the Kana is possible. The Ferish Gemara and Kun of Chav Chesam and Aleph, it says it's not possible. Yeah? The Braisa. Yeah? Shach Hazigar, the Shach Hide Shchit Acheres, the Gomra, Shazak Shera. Where's my lab, my oif? My Gomra, Gomra, Geres? Like Mehema, whatever. The point is, we see that Shab Mid Kama of the Geres, the Ferish Gemara, it's Kasha. Right? Against the Mashal. So Zakim Kreg, it's also against the Rimagach. Sarachin Zakim Kreg. Oh. So The Meir Simcha, in the Chush of Meir Simcha, on the Flamid, he wants to suggest the Teretz. But, based on what we just said now, I don't think it'll be a good Teretz for the Rimagash. Maybe it's a Teretz for the Marshal and the Bach, but I don't think it'll be a good Teretz for the Rimagash. You know, Meir Simcha is, he doesn't even quote the Marshal and the Bach, he's actually discussing Rimagash, okay? From our Gemara, the Braisa says, Toshima, Shochet Chetzi Gargaris, V'shok De Shchita Cheres, V'gomra Shchitasa, V'gomra, Shchitasa Ksheira. What does it say here? That Shia B'mir Kama Gargaris is kosher. The Bach says it's possible. Rimagash says it's a suffering Gemara in the Flamed Beit. What's going on? This is the Shas Tamiya on all these people. Talking about Simcha, like this. He brings down Nar Zerua. Yeah, Nar Zerua in Simin Shin Samach Zayin. Okay, Nar Zerua says that the man Da'ama Yesh No Shchita Mitchil Levat Soif. Yeah. So even Chatzikana that a guy shechted, it's going to be a problem. Yeah? Again, if a guy, and based on the Gemara on the Chav, yeah, if a guy shechs, yeah, a guy shechs half the kana, yeah? And then the Jew finishes the shechita. What's the din? What should be the din? It's kosher. Why? Because we don't care about the first half of the kana. So it's like gara from Chatzik Kana Pagam. Why is the guy worse than a kite? Yeah. So if a guy shechs 50% of the kana and the Jew finishes it, it's kosher. Yeah? That's pasha. Says Dar Zeruah, Harei will, Mit Hashem will get there. There's a sugya about Yeshna Lashchita Mitchila Vatsaif, Wayan Lashchita El Vatsaif. The pasha, what that means is, we say by shchita, shchita is a cumulative process. I know, as you're shechting more and more, it's matir more and more. Till you get to the end, then it's matir lagami. Yeah? Till you get to whatever, you know, right, whatever it is. Yeah? Mandam, that's yesh the shchita. Mandam, yesh the shchita. It means the whole head is only chal at the end. We'll see his common afkaminas, you know, gavri, shchut nechutz, all sorts of fun things. Yeah. Zabdar Zerua. The man da'am yesh and shchita mechila v'atzai. So if a guy shechs the chatzikana, it'll be a problem. It'll be psul. It'll be a problem with the guy. In other words, the Gemara says it's kosher because the Gemara is going in shchita al v'atzai. But man da'am yesh and shchita mechila v'atzai, it means every part. And he's saying even by the kana, that's the nekuda over here. Even by the kana, we say yesh and shchita mechila v'atzai that every part of Shechita is considered Shechita and it's doing something. So male, if a guy is doing it, it's a puzzle.
So what about kites?
A guy, then the guy passes. What?
What about like kites that adorn in it? No, it's not part of Shechita at all.
Right, it's not, right. Or whatever, but there's no Shechita in it. It's not Shechita. Here, you have a guy that's shechting, even the Chatzikana, the Miat Kama of the Kana, yeah? Still, we say the din of Yesh Shchita Mitchil Vatzayif, and it has a din Shchita. Yeah, be fair, it has a din Shchita that according to that man Amar. And if a guy does it, it's possible because a guy Shchita passes. Okay. Oh, so Meila Zaker Meir Simcha. Ken Zayin, that's the pshat in the Rimagash. Yeah, he quotes Rimagash. He doesn't quote the Bach and the Shach and the Marshal. He quotes Mamashun the Rimagash. Yeah. Ubeze osi shapir mashe pasag rimagash the shir mid kama the kana pasal vikshu minasugi the gemara chavches shochem bachatzi gager as v'shok sheira yabam kash and rimagash. How can you say that shir bachatzi kana the mid kama the kana pasals against the gemara? Doctor Mei Simcha is efshe tam the taisva except whatever ozlo tamei the machshav b'shachat goy mokum sheinois and nois a treifa. Hare is a brisa on the avchav, and that according to our zrua, the brisa that's matir if the goy shechs the chatzikana, that brisa holds yesh enos shidal b'soy. Amela, so that's the same tesep. The tesep is shitasai. And the shchiel there was and shchiel b'soy. Amela. But the beginning is not a shechita mechalas like gar mekatzikana bagel. That's the Gemara. That's by goy and that's by shehiya. Zokir me simcha. Just like the Zeruah says, abel mandam yesh na shechita mitchil v'atzay. So the shechita is going in mid kam of the kana. We'll passel. So too she will passel.
How does the
yeah. So it says the tchav bez is tesem bez. Where it says shachem. Shachem mokem nekev nas mi shachem v'chavim v'gam Yisrael. Mi shachem v'chavim v'gam Yisrael. That's kosher. So akpanim, yeah. Yeah, quickly. We have a Gemara by us, a Braisa, that says, Shah b'mid kam of the Kana, it's kosher. We have Rishayin, Machrayinim, lots of people that, and I saw it's Rishayin in the place, I mean, others, a number of people hold that Shah b'mid kam of the Kana is possible. Yeah? I have a charge against the Braisa. Comes along the Rimei Simcha. He finds our Zerua. Our Zerua says, he says there was a chiddush, yeah, but yeah, the chiddush. Imki he sheet is zara. It's a modern sheetal. It's not like, you know, it's not the you know the normal the derech hamelch over here. Chamakayim the yemush of shemanim kapim pi rab kadmayim or rab payiskin our zruah. Yeah, that he says that l'gabei goy it's totally if yeshan shchidim tchila v'tzayi v'en shchidim v'tzayi. In other words, whether the meat kama the kana has a din shchit on it, it's all if yesh shchit mitzchim v'atzayid. You hold it that en shchit l'besayid. Okay, we don't care about it. If yesh shchit mitzchim v'atzayid, then even the mid kama kana is part of the shchit. That's the chiddush of the Azirua. You could have said not like that. You could have said but a kana it's not shchit b'chal because even chatzikana pagam works, right? But he says no. The man of yesh shchit v'atzayid even chatzikana pagam even the mid kama of the kana has a shem shchit. And if a guy does it, it's possible. Mel zok rameh simcha who had din shia. Not like which Rashi? What's that shchita?
Yeah, kama.
Rashi says it's not shchita, correct? The Azua won't be like Rashi. Okay, fine. Meaning, for that Rashi would come out. Even if one man yeshel shchita itself, it's not Rashi. It's not schalz shchita. Mask. He said it's the Sheet of Zara, yeah. I'm not saying it's again, it's not the Chamel, the Sheet of Zara by the Aedas of the Rameh Simcha over here. The Zohar doesn't tell me what's Bechatz kind of problem. So what? If you're doing a Sheet, then it has a Shem Sheet. You don't need it, but if you're doing a Sheet, then it has a Shem Sheet. That's what Zohar says. It's mipsul. The Ram says that the Ram says the matam den avela.
So what's the difference?
Ram says matam den avela.
What's it different from chatzikana pagum?
Because he doing shchita, then you're not doing shchita. When you're doing shchita, if yesh chumchiv esayv, then it's part of it. That's the chiddush of the zruah.
Now, because not a vehicle, so how can
it
be counted as
shchita? So that. Okay, so that might depend. So you have to see how the Arizal learns by Goy. If you feed the Rambam, the Goy Shechita, the entire thing avail. Yeah? It's not a Shechita. Now, Shaila is, Samaria has wanted to answer Rimagash. Shaila is whether it could work for the Rimagash. Based on what we just said now, Pshat and Rimagash, the Chari doesn't work.
Why?
What?
Why?
I wasn't going to move on right now.
Now, if you learn the Rima Gash, yeah, you learn the Rima Gash, like someone in London said, that the school wants to learn the Rima Gash, that he holds that the Shia is a Paisel. Yeah? Shia is a Paisel. I would say from Rashi, Shia Mirbasha is a psul, because it doesn't just break it up. She is a psul like the rest of the psul yishchita. So then you can tell me that whether or not, yeah, the mid kama of the kana has a tar yishchita, and that's tall yeshu shchita b'shul atzayi. If not, that's chiddush arzrua. We'll accept arzrua. Grab the bowl and run. Yeah. But and then we'll say, okay, if she is a paisel and you started the shechita, you shechting, so then it's all part of the shechita. The man that miyash the shechita on one side, and it's a psul in the shechita, so it's a basel. But if we say what we're dying in the room of gash, that the problem with Shia, he says very clearly, breaks it up. Shia, all Shia does is break it up. Yeah. Okay, Shia breaks it up. It's not a psul, right? And we're saying that why is it different than chatzi kana pagum? Because you need normally chatzi kana pagum, you mitzdarif the chatzi kana pagum. If it's a Shia, then you can't be mitzdarif, right? So in that havana, it shouldn't be told yesh, shouldn't be told him. Because if we're saying that you need to be mitzdarif by chatzi kana pagum, yeah, you mitzdarif the pekam with the shechita. That's bein l'manam yesh l'shechita, bein l'manam nei l'shechita. The nafkamina of yesh l'shechita is when you do the shechita, it is the beginning of the shechita being part of the shechita now. But if we're telling me that by chatzi kana pagum, yeah, you mitzdarif the pekam. And by Shehiya, what you're doing is, she is a hefzik that says you can't be mitzdarif, walls down the middle, that breaks it up, you can't be mitzdarif. If that's what it is, then there's nothing to do with Yeshua Shemitah Asai. It means it shouldn't make a difference if Yeshua Shemitah Asai and Shemitah Asai. Because if you're telling me that there's a Shehiya, and the Shehiya is mafzik, and therefore you can't be, normally you have to mitzdarif the pagam, and here you can't be mitzdarif the pagam because of the Shia. You can't be mitzdarif the tchilas hashchita. So then, ilman emar el shchita al basayif.
But if there's no
what?
If there's no shchita in the first part, then there's no psul. Meaning there's no psul shia, it would be like a thorn.
But it's not a psul. It's not a psul.
Sorry. It wouldn't be shechiyah.
But if it's
it'd be like a thorn. We don't see a thorn.
Shechiyah breaks it up. What?
We don't say a thorn is shechiyah.
It's not shechita.
Exactly.
No, he's saying that. Okay, I'm saying that. No, he's saying that if the whole Yimagash is dafka. The dafka, meaning dafka, that has a shem shechita, and then you could say that the shia breaks it up. If it doesn't have a shem shechita, then the shia can't break it up. And meila, then we use our zeru and say that whether or not it has a shem shechita, it's all yesh shechita from tchil matzayif. So meila, we say the Rimagash is going man yom yesh shechita matzayif, and the gemara is going man yom yesh shechita matzayif. Could be. Tov. Weiter. Sag mal weiter. Toshima. Kate said Malkin. Kaita Malkin, Khatasai, Khaitu Shedra, Mafrekes, Bloy Ray Basar, Achimagila Veshet, Alakana, Magila Veshet, Alakana, Chaytach Simenachad, Roy Basar Imai. That's Chatasayf. Boy, the Shnai, Marev Shnai. Tutta, Vada Brava, Tufta. Says Rashi. Did I miss something? Oh, I was going to tell you. Toshima, Reshai Chatzikana Pogum, Hoysaval Kolshu, the Gomroi, Tosak Sheir, my lab, Oif, my Gomroi, Gomroi, Kona, Loy Behem, and my Gomroi, Gomroi, Vesh, this is Rashi, the Gomroi, it's not good, I did. The Gomroi, the Hainu, Babahai Kolshu, it was Chatzikana Pogum, you did it a little bit, you Gomroi, the Shkita with that, Sharei, Nishchat, the Roy, the beginning of the Kamaisa, oh, this is Rashi, Toshima yesterday. Yeah, the begima kamaisa kishlei medami v'ikaroyev kamon. It's funny, Lashon Rashi. The begima kamaisa kishlei medami v'ikaroyev kamon. Right? What does that mean? What means kishleima? So I thought maybe it means like we die from Rashi on the yotes that the begam is mitzarev to the shechita. The begam is mitzarev to the roiv. It's mitzarev to the shechita. Maybe that's where maybe. It's still shver. Maybe that's what Rash means. It's kishleima, and the hainu kilu you're cutting it. Kilu you're cutting it. V'yigroyev kamon, and therefore it's kosher. So we see that what the kon alone is enough. So we know garmel veshev al kamer vayis of olav kolshu the havle ruba the gomroi lo the two different things. Vayis of olav kolshu is going in the kana. The gomroi is going in the veshev lachmika. Okay. Next thing we say, Malika. What's Malika? Bleiv Reiv Basket. I'm prepared Kama. Dichatach Reiv Reichev Basar. If you cut the Reiv of the Basar, the width of the Basar, in the back of the neck, him and Frekes, Kaidim Simonim, Havlamesa, Kaidim Chatichas, Hasimonim, Esu, Mai Molach. So one is very dead. Mora says, Chibchi, Mesim, I'm in a Molach. Before you get to the Simon, it's very dead. So Mela, therefore you can't. You want to do Malika, you do Mafrekes, you don't do Roy Basar, you just go from the side, and then you go and cut the Kana or the Veshet. Akbanim says, the Veshet are the Kana. So you see that what? That, you know, either one is good. It's right, you're not coming out of the Rab. My Ayla, the boy Abdullah, Chaydech Shnayim, by Rabbi Yehudah, that's why you need both. Ketani Mias Leveshet or the Kana Karnak Mafereshu Baisa that either Kana Veshet is viable for Shechita. Says the Gemara, my Habala. By Gemara is Tufta, rather Tufta. That's it. He's gone. Shlugged up. Feresh Nalgit. By Gemara now asks, my Habala. What happened? Lin Shechita. What's the Ma Havel Rashi Lin Shechita? Yeah. Oh, so Rashi is being Namas to Rashi B'chayr. Yeah. Ma Havel Kedamrit. What do you mean? Ma Havel. Yeah. Ma Havel. Ma Havel Kedamrit. We just Dilma Shani Hasim Dika Shadim Afrekas. Says Rashi Dilma Malika Shani Dika Chadichas Shadra Umafrekas. But Ozlech Yusa B'chaldu. Oh, this is very important, Rashi. First of all, before the Rashi, we have the Rajba's question over here. Gemara says, we shlug them up. I think Gemara says, my have Allah. Yeah? And what do we mean? We shlug them up. Whereas, no, maybe it's different. So if it's so different, then what was the Pirchel of Chila? What's going on with it? Yeah? Says the Rajba. Batsam. Machloekes of Nachman, Rav Bar Ava, is twofold, both by Shechita and by Malika. Even though they're talking about Shechita, even though they're handling the Mishnah, Moshe Mishnah, Rav Bechad, Chul, but we say, no, they're arguing by both. More new, they're arguing by both. Mela, the more Boraya, not like Rav Bar Ava by Malika. And the more wants to know, fine, by Malika, you slug them up. What's the deal with Shechita? Maybe Malika's that. Maybe this that he's wrong by Malika. Yeah, is, the reason by Malika is because maybe the reason why it's kasha by Malika. And some Malika could do even the kana. That's because you already mocked him with the shadrin mefrekes. Hashem came by shechita. So that's what we had now. So by shechita, we never had a perchel hatchila. So Mela, he's out for the count, lagabe Malika, but not lagabe shechita. That's the Rashi says. Now, the shayla nachrayim. What's it then by shechita? If you do the mefrekes, the shidr mefrekes, and then you shech the kana. If you're at Barava, will it be at least be Matar Medina Bela? Gemara says, from Lika it works, why? Because you have the assistance of the Shidra and Mefrekes. Yeah? So, what about by Shechita, such a situation? Well, if we do copy and paste for Shechita, will that work for Shechita? Obviously not to be Machshel Achila, because it's a treifa. Question is, what about Lagabe Mutarim Dei Nebe?
Blood?
Who's in my blood? Why was in my blood? What blood? Who's in my blood? Why was in my blood? Why was in my blood? I want to know. Shira the Barak. It says you need Miuchad Shebisimanim. You need the Kana. Yeah? And the Yeshik Mara said, what? The Veshe. Let's try to see. The Veshe. Yeah? So now, but the Kana not. Kana doesn't work. But yet the Gemara says, my Malika, the Kana does work. Why? Because you have help from the Mefrekes. The Mefrekes and the Shedra. Yeah? So I want to know, what if you have that same help of the Mefrekes and the Shedra by Shechita?
It's based off that reasoning, then.
So Zevi says, why not? Okay. Okay. You say? So Maisa, the Beis HaLevi, the Beis HaMetezayin, and the Chazanish, they both Neman Dover Poshet, like Zevi. Why not? If the reason why it's Kosh by Malika is because you have the Shidma practice, so why should that work by Shechita as well? Oh. The Maisa is not so Poshet.
So we're saying that because you take out the Mefrekes just to take out Machias when it comes to Malika, we say the same thing for Shechita?
Yeah. Yeah. So we see that cutting the kana, doing Malika on the kana alone, if with other stuff, it's considered a kosher Malika. You know, if you're Rabba, you didn't touch the Veshet. So, we got Meshkit also. Like Zevi says, why not? Yeah. Oh. The Maisa, it's not so Pashit. And that depends on how we understand, maybe it might depend on how you understand what is the role of the Shidra and Mefrekes in Malika. Huh? So the Neis Yankiv again in Simon Vav, he's the Mar Deshmaitz over here. He clears the Shaila. By Malika, do we say that my Malika is the Shedrin of Mefrekes, and that's in the right Basar. After the Shechting, is that part of the Malika? Is that part of the heter of the process of the Malika? Or no? Or no? Just Echtim said, you have to go from the Erev, so, you need to go through it in order to get to the Zaman, but it's not Mamish part of the Machshir of the Malika, part of the Maisa Malika. Yeah? So first he wanted to say that he wanted me to arrive from our Gemara. Yeah? He wanted me to arrive from our Gemara that the Mefrekes and the Shidra Betzim is part of the Maisa Malika. What's the Raya? So our Gemara says, either the Vada Brava holds, you need a shechita, a charem lika of the veshet. Kanan alone is not enough. Yeah, yinim yuchat shebesimanim. Yet it says, if you do it, if you get out, you know, you substitute, yeah, with the mefrekes and the shedra, that could compensate. Yeah. So Meili says, Misvara, if you tell me it's not part of the Mlika Bachal, it's not part of the Mlika process, then Mechtesi, that it should be Mitzdarev. If it's not part of the Shechita process, Mechtesi, that you wound the leg, and then you cut the kana, it's going to be good enough. Because it's already dying, you know, it's all, you shot it in the heart, and then, the Mlika, it's not going to be kosher. Right? I'm saying the fact that you weakened it. Yeah, you weakened the animal, and now you go for the kana, so that's gonna be okay just because you weakened the animal. Yeah. What? Huh? No, the point is if you're doing it with shechita though, after you're doing it with shechita, normally you have to cut the veshet, right? Because that's ikar. Rashi said ikar tzaras achiz is the veshet, so that's where the shechita has to be. The shechita has to be what's killing it, yeah? One second. The shechita has to be killing it. So now the chiddush of Adam Rav is that the shechita has to do it in a way, in this way, right? But, see, if we're saying that we could compensate for the lack of the veshet by doing the shidra and the mefrekes, at first glance, the chayr pshat is, because that's part of the melika. If it's part of Mlika, so okay, so instead of cutting the Veshet, that's even might to this amount of chiz, so we do it together, a combino with the Shedra and the Mefrekes and the Kana, so that's how you do it. But if it's not Shechita, but it's not part of the Mlika Batsim, it's not, why wouldn't it? Why would it? Maybe you have to do the Irif. The only way to get to the Smanim is do it to it, but it's not part of the Mlika. I forget, he ends up saying not like that. He means Rai is not like that. He means Rai means. Then at the end of the day, he says it's not part of the Malika Grana. Because he brings it one second. He means Rai, if you want to know, it means Rai from Rashi on Chaf Aleph that Lagabe, when Gemara talks about Gemara's called Makab Beshchita, Makab Malika, Gemara says, The or is not part of it. It's not makim and shechita. But the kids, but it's clear. Kosh yeshem b'chid yeshem abdala. Yeah, the or she'en b'shechita. Yeah, then it's no abdala. One second. He says the Rashi says the abdala has to be aydei malika. Yeah. Something that's not shy, the or which is not shaykh to the Mlika process b'chal, then there's no din adol on that. You don't have to cut it. Yeah. So Meili says, I've read mefrekes is part of the adol process. So you see, it's part of the Mlika process.
Part of the Mlika process.
What?
Part of the Mlika process. You hear me? Part of the Mlika process. Part of the Shechita process.
Mlika. Come on, Mlika. You don't do. I'm sorry. No, okay. What's not part of the Shechita, since it's not part of the Shechita process, it's not part of the Mlika process either. It's not part of the Mlika process. The Gemara says, what's part of the Shechita, that's part of Mlika. So just like the Or is not part of the Shechita, so it's not part of Mlika. It's not part of the Abdallah. So too, L'chaira, the Mefrekes, and Mefrekes as well. Okay, Akapanim, one thing. Okay, first, the Nias Yankiv wants to say, that's in fact, that the Firad of Arava, that you need the Shechita and Malika of the Veshet. But yet, if you do Mefrekes by Malika, it works. Yeah? Mefrekes with the Kana works. So it must be that it's part of the Malika process. Otherwise, Mechtesi, it should compensate for doing Malika on the Veshet. That's what he wanted to say. So Mei Lefizeh, that's true. According to this side of the Neis Yankiv, I ask you again, I'll re-ask my original question. What's the din by Shechita? Zevi, what's the din by Shechita? If you shecht mafrakes, yeah, and then you caught the kana. Going to Rada Barava. Is it Matarim in that avail or not? Why?
Because you would say it's not part
of Shechita.
Yeah. What?
Not part of Shechita.
Because this that helps by Malika is only because the Chetikas Mefrekes is part of Malika. So therefore, it could compensate for the lack of the Vesher. But by Shechita, there's no din of, Mefrekes by Shechita. And the other Abba Gisra, you're not supposed to cut the Mefrekes. So therefore, it won't be Mitarim Nenebelo if you're not the Barabba. Then he wants to be taicha. He wants to say maybe not. Right? He wants like this. That maybe the pshat is by Malika, since it's already nifsak mefrakes. So now the chiyus, that's in the shechita. Malika is only the simana, just like by shechita. The din malik, teres malik is only on the simana, right? But now, since by the time you get to the kana, you already did the mafrakes, so now the chiyus will go out with just the kana. And he's medayek dan Rashi. Because what does Rashi say? Dilma, malik ashani, dika chatichas shed mafrakes, va'oz lechiyusa bekoldu. Yeah? Unbelievable dear Rashi, yeah? Yeah, Rashi. Nachi, let's appreciate the dear first before we ask questions. What is the dear, a beautiful dear Rashi? You have to savor the dear. You know, twirl around your mouth a little bit. You know what I mean? Vazlech Yusuf Bakaldu. Yeah? So, Vazlech Yusuf Bakaldu. Nahainu, by the time I get to the Simanim, so now I need less Simanim to my Zechias. But the chiyus is totally in the simanim. Avada the shechita and everything is totally in the simanim. But normally I need a festive veshet to make the chiyus with the veshet, because that's right. Chiyus Rashi said before. But over here, since I already did the mefrakes, so now the chiyus can go out b'koldu, even just the kana. But avada it's just the kana that's doing it. Amela. Smell if he's there, you could say the same thing by Shechita as well.
So as long as a little bit of
Chiyus
is going out,
Shechita, not a little bit of Chiyus. The Chiyus is going out with a little bit. I mean, say it. That's your man. Fine. But not a little Chiyus. Not a little Chiyus. The chiyus of the animal.
Going out with what?
By time, with cutting the simen.
And not for the
form? No. I already did my frakas. So right now, all I need to kill the animal is the mitzvah of chiyus. So that's enough.
Imagine killing the animal through
that. That's right. That's
didn't
right.
We say that?
And that's his diganashi. Yeah? No, I think it's an awesome deal. No, appreciates the deal. Okay.
Did we say that the problem with cutting the mafrakes in Gistra is that you might do drasa if you think that if you have kavana to do the
sefer says that it's only kavana. Okay, so
yeah. So how would that be? How can you do mafrakes in shechita if he says that if you have kavana to do shechita, then if you have kavana to do the mafrakes, and you're
going to do Jossa. Okay, so maybe if you decide that the problem is Jossa, then yeah. That's could be a problem with Jossa. So you're saying this is going to be exactly the problem of Jossa. No. I don't know if you're doing the mefrekes first, you don't have it. But they were talking about you're doing shechita, Hadas go through mafrekas also. So then we're worried, and we get to the even the beginning, you do drasa because you're trying to get the mafrekas. We start with the mafrekas, maybe it might be different. Maybe it's with the mechal. Okay. Look more weiter. Mai, Toshima, the Hubar Avza, the Ave Be Rava, also ki the Masmes Kue Dama. Rashi, Muluch Tavari Bedama, Shenikr Tavari. The neck was ripped, the Tsarv Lidlik with Simonim, Shem and Nifsak, Hakana, or Nikra Veshet. You know, we see a bleeding neck. Who knows what's going on? If maybe it's a problem with the simit. Mishum Safik Drusa Rashi Leibar Mibdekay. The Tlina Makal by Bekanya. We tail it in. Because not all animals. Maybe the animal is mole, but depends which animals, right? Shunra or a Kelev that moles it. He doesn't have poison in his claws, right?
Cat
does that? I already told you. Ayin Shum.
Look.
Okay. That's Sugya Grada Spitz, you know.
Really?
Because I'll turn inside. That's a shred. Those Gemara's on. The way the Gemara talks about, you know, with the Eris over there, that's very shred. Okay. Somebody talks about it in smoke, I assume, but those Gemara's are. Anyway. Say it. Enough and enough. Anyways, Rashi says we're titled in a Kelev or in a Kana, meaning it was a Kana that did it, not an animal that.
Kind
of like a thorn. A Kana is a reed, like a bamboo shoot, whatever. So, could be any. Kana, this guy could be a thorn also, yeah. Now, Safik Kalba, Safik Shun, Ema Kalba, Tais has Begarichas, and the Sugi's over there that we're not going to go on Tais. Akapanim. What do we see from here? Amarav. Don't say anything. Amarav. Hechi nev. Nishchatei. V'hadi nivdekei. Nil mokim neke v'kashachit. We know we got a bleeding neck. So you're going to shecht it. And we'll chosh it. Maybe it's a problem with the vesh. Maybe it's a problem with the kana. Okay, you're going to shecht it. And then you're going to check afterwards to make sure that it's not a treifa. Shkoyach. Maybe it was a hole right there. You cut in the hole. Yeah? Says Rashi, how did Nidake Lamaila Ubesa Shitul Ulamat? You check the whole con in the Beshit. Then we have a problem. So okay, fine. So let's be biting first. Nidake Bhadnishhei. Amarav Vesha and Labadika Machut El Mafanim. You can't check the Veshet Mechutz. Why says Rashi? Mefishu Trefa, the neck of Mashu. We all know neck of Mashu is Trefa. And Nicker. So since it's not nicker on the outside of the veshet, because it's red, the inside of the veshet has a white membrane. So there you can see if there was a hole, because there'll be a drop of blood. Ben nicker, if he was dam, the chesis lay b'fnim. Ben nicker, ben nicker, have a krum, apnimi, lovenu. If he was dam, the keres by, hamchitana adayim. The outside of the veshet is red. So maybe not, but you can't, the pasha mitzis, you can't check. So Mela, therefore we got a problem. So what are we supposed to do? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael, Berei, Nivdekei lekana, v'nishchtei lekana, v'lich l'lachshirei, v'hadle l'afchu l'veshet v'livdekei. Amrova, Chacham Yisrael, Beri, v'treifke, v'yechnan, Alma, Echad, v'kamar, oi hai, says Rashi, Nidak Kana, Shakana Nivdak Mivachutz. Fish ain't Nidref, El Brave. That's, you could tell if Rav, if the Kana was cut or not, was mauled or not. Yeah? Mahad Nishkate Lakana, Vashkit the Ksheira, Vesimenecha, Vachak Ritla Veshet, Kuli Vakrua, Menalechi, Yavchua Vibdakua. Okay. Oh, so the Miri over here says, what about Gabi Bracha? Can you make a bracha? Here, Gabi. You make your shechting it. The suffix treifa. Can you make a bracha now? Says the Miri, Mishem the Gainim. Now what? Says the Miri, Sheet the zoo pershik sas gainim, shainu barchala al safik. Halbinoil bareyasa. The reyasa, the neck is cut. There's a chance there's a trade for here. So mele can't make a bracha. Yesh metzrichim kaidim la oif acher. So you have a problem with the bracha. So if you should take a different oif, shecht it, and then you shech both together. So manush, you're going to have the benefit of the bracha. Maisa, it's a side point, but the maisa is a nice thing. Yeah, this is actually in Shulchan Aruch on Simon Yud Tes, Sefarah. It talks about what's it then? You have a Suffolk Treifa. Yeah? You have a Suffolk Treifa. So Ramah says, yeah? You shecht Meshachat David Isyal Reyesa, that's Mar Gemara. Tzarech Bedika, Yishchatenu B'loi Bracha. Says Ramah, based on the rule, that if you didn't make a brach because of the suffix, you can make a brach after the shechita, even though it's not over
Asiyasa. After you check and make sure it's good?
After you check, you make the bracha then. Yeah? What? Who said you need Ayla Siyasan? Who said you need Ayla Siyasan?
We said yes.
What? What's the bracha for? Yeah, Aaron.
But there's nothing for them.
Yeah, your buddy over here. What's the bracha for? What?
There's no mitzvah to be found in bracha. You did it beforehand. That's what we say yes.
You bench without saying
mezuzah,
you can't do mezuzah.
Bench without saying
mezuzah. I'm trying to find out. The whole point of making a bracha is to do my side first. You can't do my side, then make a bracha.
That's why you're making a bracha?
Yeah.
Do the. Why? Who? Yes, make a bracha.
I'm making a kaddish to my side. I don't know. I don't know how this thing works.
He's getting all spiritual in us over here.
You said if you talk in between.
Right.
So say it. So, what's the difference?
He didn't talk. You didn't talk.
He did it after.
Seriously, he's making the bracha on what he did. On what he did.
That wasn't chal on anything either.
What? That wasn't chal
on anything, and you still have to make another bracha, so you see it didn't help.
Because it was a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. It is no hefsek.
Because there is no hefsek. Mitzvah at all.
There's no hefsek.
You did the mitzvah.
You did the mitzvah. You make the bracha on the mitzvah.
Every bracha you say beforehand, why should this be different?
The question is making a bracha before, and is that ma'akev or not? Is mechayik is Rambam, and there is a rule. The Rambam sheet is ta'akev. You didn't make a bracha before, you can't make the bracha after. Unless it's a mitzvah, that there's a hemshuk to the mitzvah. Rambam says, Rambam?
Like sphere, like
Stam Kedusha?
No.
Or is it after Rambam? Wait, like sphere?
What?
Like sphere?
No. Like tzitzis, like tefillin, right? Like tzitzis and tefillin, where? What? Huh?
And then things that you're not able to say beforehand, you can say after.
Oh, so that's a question. There is a concern. My tefillah is get. That the shach has a bigger riches over here. Is this dime the tefillah is get? My tefillah is get. We could make the bracha before because he wasn't Jewish. He makes the bracha afterwards. That the pshat is that chatchila. That's what they're masak in the bracha. Chatchila the masak in the bracha. Since you could make it before, the masak in the bracha afterwards. Right? Meila. Right, but a mitzvah, if they were masach in the bracha before, says the shach, then you don't have that svar, that punk that couldn't make the bracha before. No, they couldn't make the bracha before, they had a suffix. Okay, so then you can't make a bracha. Right, it's not done with tefillah's ger. Like tefillah's ger, they were masach in the bracha to make it afterwards, because not shy to make the bracha before. Right? So, here. You know how Tesva. Not as a lulav and varach atilas lulav. Shekim shekbi a yatsa yechavasa. I've been birak kaidim sheitol mevarach litol. One second. Kana talamet. I'm mevarach akish asa b'lay bracha. One second. Sorry. Paragraph Lachay. Ha'is a mitzvah birch. In mitzvah shadayin nesiyos hakayemes. Mevarach achar asiya. In davar she'avar. Davar she'avar. Ein mevarach. Keita. Hareishes not the betzitzes. I love betzitzes. Adash besukkah. Okay. Vlay birch betchila. Ha'is mevarach Moshe. Achar shenesatev. Chay mevarach achar shelavash. Why? Because the example of the mitzvah that nesiyos is kayemes is tzitzis, tefillin, or sukkah. Because he's still doing the mitzvah. So meila, you can make the bracha even afterwards. Avlim shachat. Okay? B'loi bracha. Ein echayiz achashidu mevarach. Shekishanam zayiz mitzvanu al shchita. Chayim kisadam. B'loi bracha. Yif shuma. Ayishatava b'loi birach. Ein echayiz mevarach. Okay? Now, he's the only one who can do it by tefillah. Yeah? Tefillah's a ger. You couldn't do it before. Oh. So, but the art, what?
Does that mean if you shut that word, you can make a bracha? If you shut in the second hand, you can make a bracha for
the bracha
to go on.
No. Rambam said, once you did the mitzvah, you can't make a bracha. That's a fa'alim. Fa'alim. Yeah? Oh. The ma'isa, though, the sheet of the Zerua is the b'di'aved, the Goyis Ashri, I think it's in Chun. That's that b'di'aved. Shach means down. Takimaisha. Yeah, Phil Bakshairim, Shachvai Birch, Kaidim Ashita, Yivark Akashita. The guys Ashri and Simon Bays. Oh. So Jidar is the olden of Oilas Yas, the only din of Khathila. So Mayla, so what's fascinating over here, the Krager as Tainis. Haray. The Arzrua over here by case of Safik is Lushitasai. That we don't make a bracha b'di'avid afterwards. So Mela, by case of the our case of Safik, you can make the bracha afterwards. But Lididan, we pass by the Rambam. Yeah. So Mela, look at Fager. Miani, Fima the mask of Shach. Valocha, Shavle Birchai Meshchita. Ein Varchachachach. So made by Reyes, so you can't make a bracha. Ein Doyle Tfilas Ger, like you said. And the mocker of the Ramah is Arzru, we don't pass by the Arzru. Avodan Mechaim Karambam, Yesh Loim the Gamkein, Ein Varch, Meir Tzarchi on Daki Baish. So, Hakaponim, there's one more Nakuda. The Shach brings down from that the Arzua brings down from Rashi. The Arzua is Shimpei Zion. Second Arzua today. The Arzua and Shimpei Zion brings down from Rashi. Yeah, it was a Maisa Shahaya. That there was a Suffolk Trefa. And Rashi said that, yeah, Karabah Maisa Lefnei Rashi. The wing was broken. Check it afterwards. And then you make a bracha. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, and Rashi said, oh, so Ishmael asked him, how can you make a bracha? Maybe, yeah? Oh, so Rashi answered, Rashi said you can make the bracha before. In our Gemara, Rashi said you can make the bracha before. Sorry, Rashi made the bracha before. So Shmuel asked him, maybe it's straight for how you make a bracha. So he said, says Rashi, answered, Kivan shemaitzim idei nevela. Since it's maitzim idei nevela, you can make a bracha. Philippine. Make a bracha before an argamar. Why? Because even if it's a nevela, it's a trefa menach, then the sheet is entire in the nevela. Yeah? Philippine. It's Rashi. So chayra, right? If you say the bracha, the mitzvah, you make the bracha out of mitzvah, the Rambam, that's partially you can't make a bracha. There's no mitzvah to bachalta. According to Rashi, even mitzvah they trade, you can make a mitzvah to the Rashi, you can make a bracha. Because the time they're available. Yeah?
So the bracha is
not. One second. So feed the Rambam, let's cheshbon. Feed the Rambam, that the bracha is a mitzvah to bachalta. That's partially no mitzvah to bachalta over there. There's no mitzvah. If the Rishonim would say they make a bracha, it's a matir. So you can make a bracha, right? So now, so here you declare that is it enough that's matir b'nei nevela, and it's doing something. Is it enough that's matir b'nei nevela, or right? So therefore, just give it. There's like you always make a bracha because the shechit is matir, right? Meaning, it wasn't meant to how you make a bracha because you're doing a halacha process. You're doing something. Which somebody the Torah prescribed you to do, that's called a mitzvah. Yeah? Oh. So, Yesh Lodin, though, got been Tarbin Avela, over there there's no mitzvah. Over there there's no direct Torah. The Torah said, if you want to eat, you have to shech. Yeah? You need a matzah. So, the Torah said, this is what you have to do in order to allow you to eat. So that's called a mitzvah. But the Tarbin Avela doesn't say anything, that's just memela. That's punk. There's no directive that should be achieved. My rationale like that.